check of your Johnny Truss planting weather forecast. I'm CJ Miller, and this is Michigan Ag Today News. For growers across Michigan, the race is on to get crops into the ground, and Mother Nature is finally rolling out the welcome mat in the Johnny Truss planting weather forecast.
Johnny Truss has brought steel trusses to the north, built for heavy snow loads, fully engineered and ready to install. No carrier beams needed. They sit right on your post. Johnny Truss, built stronger, built smarter.
A massive high-pressure system is settling over the Great Lakes, opening up a stellar window for field activity. That's according to Michigan Ag Today's chief meteorologist Ryan Martin. He says this dry, warm pattern is locked in for the foreseeable future.
That gives Michigan a wide-open, dry, warm window. Dominant sunshine today through at least next Thursday. But we're seeing no precipitation, fast drying, excellent evaporation in that stretch.
And that pristine stretch of sunshine will allow tractors to roll at full speed well into the weekend. However, things look to shift slightly as we head into the following week. He notes that while a frontal boundary will approach the region next Friday, it likely won't bring the soaking rain that some late-planted fields might need.
Later on the 5th, that's next Friday, into Saturday the 6th, we do see a few hit-and-miss scattered showers as a frontal boundary comes close from the northwest. However, that frontal boundary also seems to want to kind of run out of gas.
While that weekend front might run out of steam, Michigan won't stay completely dry. A more substantial system is tracking for the second week of June, promising widespread moisture across the entire state before the dry air returns once again.
That's where we can see a tenth to three-quarters of an inch of precipitation across 100% of Michigan. Drier air returns for the afternoon of the 10th, right on through the 11th, 12th, and 13th. That likely kicks off another longer-term dry pattern.
Check out the full Johnny Truss planting weather forecast, also presented by Greenstone Farm Credit Services. It's at MichiganAgToday.com.
Improve the construction of your pole barns, riding arenas, and other ag structures with steel roof trusses from Johnny Truss. Steel trusses can be placed 8, 10, or 12 foot on center and sit directly on the post without the use of carrier beams. By using Johnny Truss steel trusses, you'll gain more headroom and storage, improve structural integration, and enjoy faster installation. Plus, steel trusses just plain look fantastic. Johnny Truss, Michigan's exclusive steel truss supplier, online at johnnytruss.com.
We know the hard work you put in every day to provide the food and crops that sustain us all. At Greenstone, we provide tailored lending solutions and financial tools to help you maintain a successful farming operation year-round, from season to season. Greenstone Farm Credit Services has been supporting farmers for over a century with the secure capital and market knowledge you can count on. With locations throughout Michigan and Northeast Wisconsin, we're here to help. Visit GreenstoneFCS.com to learn more.
Hi, I'm Darcy Lipsky from Sanilac County, and you're listening to Michigan Ag Today.
Another sunny, warm, and dry day settling in over the Great Lakes region. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin with that Michigan Farm Forecast. And it's a nice one here overall. Good week for field work, or good weekend, I guess we should say. And we're going to continue this dry stretch on into next week. I have no threat of precipitation at all today, tomorrow, Sunday, and let's talk next week. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, fully dry right now. I think we extend this dry pattern probably into Thursday the 4th in southern lower Michigan. Now, up north across the UP, we are seeing a few scattered showers starting to come in the UP and northern parts of lower Michigan for Thursday, quarter to three-quarters of an inch there. A few of those may dip down into southern lower Michigan overnight Thursday night into Friday. And then we go back to dry weather for Friday afternoon, Saturday, Sunday, Monday the 8th, Tuesday the 9th, starts with sunshine, and I think that's going to be when our next good round of moisture is. A strong front coming through late Tuesday the 9th through Wednesday the 10th, anywhere from a quarter to three quarters of an inch of precipitation with coverage at 100% of the state. That's going to kick off a little bit more of an active pattern, another frontal boundary trying to bring moisture in for the 11th into the 12th. And once that low tries to move away, I do look for us to move back into a drier pattern, but it's definitely going to be timely rain. I think as we get all the way through next Thursday morning, there are going to be parts of the region that say, hey, Ryan, give us a rain. We could use one. Well, there you go. We're going to be seeing better moisture potential later next week and the weekend. That's your forecast update. Have a great weekend this time around. I'm Ryan Martin.
No reserve and all online. If you need equipment, it's the only way. Purple Wave Auction is selling Fox Contractors fleet May 21st. a 2020 Peterbilt, Sewerjet, a Cat D6N dozer, skid steers, and so much more. Fox has been maintaining iron across Indiana, Michigan, and Ohio since 1948. That reputation shows up in the equipment. See it yourself online at purplewave.com. Free to register, easy to bid. Purple Wave Auction, the easiest way to buy equipment.
How did the grain markets perform Thursday? Let's check in now with Andy Eubank and with Carl Setzer with Consus Ag Consulting. They spoke at the close of trade Thursday.
Positive territory on Thursday, Carl, for corn and soybeans. Was it a technical bounce that we were due for?
Yeah, we did see a bit of a technical bounce here, especially in that soy complex. We got a little bit undervalued on our soybeans. It's no surprise that there's a big spread between us and Brazil right now at 80 cents a bushel, just for the fact that they're putting their cheap new crop soybeans on the market. But we got a little undervalued for our market, so we're seeing a little bit of buying interest. The products really gave soybeans support today. Meal up over $3 a ton, and soy oil gaining over a penny here, really giving that complex some additional support. Corn traded higher today, taking support from these ongoing overnight sales we get. These small feed grain sales really starting to add up. Trade looking for a pretty robust number in tomorrow's delayed export sales numbers. Trade looking between 1.5 and 2.5 million metric tons of corn sales. That is a pretty lofty projection there. Myself, going to be looking a little bit more at new crop. We've seen our interest perk up there. We'll see if we can get a little bit more sales on the books. And wheat ended up under a little bit of pressure, fractionally lower at times in that Chicago contract. Wetter forecast for the plains. However, a lot of traders think this may be a little bit too little too late.
Carl Setzer with Consus Ag Consulting. Settlements from Thursday, July corn up 3.25 to 455.75. September corn 4.5 higher, 464.25. July soybeans climbing 9.25 to 11.94.5. August beans 11.25 higher at 11.96. And July wheat up just a penny and a half to 6.24. June live cattle, though, falling $1.67 to 249.75, and June lean hog 62 cents lower at 96.97. I'm CJ Miller, Michigan Ag Today, Michigan's Farm Network.